From Tourist to Pilgrim, the podcast on the papal basilicas made with Vatican News, Vatican Radio.
The basilicas constructed over the tombs of the Apostles Peter and Paul were rebuilt from the ground up at a specific moment in history. The Basilica of St. Mary Major has preserved its early Christian character in the central nave. But how should we interpret the current appearance of the Rome's Cathedral, the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the first of the great basilicas founded by Emperor Constantine? An attentive and curious visitor can read it like a book, as its architectural structure bears the traces of the entire history of the Church of Rome. I am Johanna Brunkova, and I am an art historian and journalist of the Holy See's Dicastery for Communication. Over the centuries, the Basilica of St. John Lateran was not spared from catastrophic events. In 1896, the roof of the entire central nave collapsed, and in the 14th century, during the Avignon Papacy, fires and earthquakes caused extensive damage. Its original appearance was therefore altered by multiple subsequent interventions. After the massive restoration of the 15th century, very little remained of the basilica's initial appearance. The architrave was replaced by round arches, and the columns of the central nave were incorporated into the brick pillars. The dilapidated state of the entire structure led Pope Innocent X to commission Francesco Borromini to completely rebuild it for the Jubilee of 1650. Nonetheless, the architect was asked to preserve the five nave layout of the ancient Constantinian Basilica, the 16th century wooden ceiling, and the cosmatesque floor of Martin V. Borromini managed to transform the limitations imposed on him into opportunities and created one of his masterpieces by articulating a monumental space, punctuated by light and shadow, placing the medieval tombstones of the side aisles in new and surprising contexts that innovated the language of architecture. Borromini designed the space of the wide central nave as a sequence of large arched openings and a wall that reinforced the structure of the thousand-year-old basilica. On the wall, designed with the chiaroscuro of gigantic fluted pilasters, Borromini inserted large edicules with convex tympanums supported by antique green columns, which in the original basilica separated the side aisles. According to the initial design, statues of John the Baptist, the evangelists, and the fathers of Greek and Latin churches were to be placed there, an intention that was ultimately fulfilled in the statues that dominate the main facade of the basilica. The 12 apostles that can be seen today were created between 1706 and 1718 at the behest of Pope Clement XI. The pillars of the basilica thus regain their biblical significance. From the edicules, the statues of the apostles dominate the space of the main nave, like the pillars of the church, on which the proclamation of the Good News is founded. Patronage of the statues was assigned to several wealthy families, but to ensure a certain stylistic harmony, the famous painter Carlo Maratta was commissioned by the Pope to design the figures that the individual sculptors were to execute. The only one to deviate from these dictates was Pierre Le Gros, creator of the statues of St. Thomas and St. Bartholomew. The complex iconographic program, conceived by Borromini's consultant, the oratorian Virgilio Spada, continues in the 12 stucco reliefs above the statues, depicting stories from the life of Jesus on the right and the Old Testament on the left. In the wake of the typological exegesis introduced by the fathers of the Church in the 2nd and 3rd centuries, which had already entered the collective imagination in catacomb art and later in the rich medieval pictorial cycles, this iconographic choice aims to bear witness to the intrinsic unity and continuity between the Old and New Testaments. Therefore, starting with the scene about the statue of St. Peter, the closest to the transept on the left, we see Adam expelled from Eden, which is contrasted on the opposite side by the good thief welcomed into paradise. Proceeding westward, we find other typological copies up to Jonah in the belly of the fish, which corresponds to the resurrection of Christ. The ingenious decorative program was completed in 1718 with the paintings of the prophets. These spokesmen of the history of salvation found their place in the ovals between the windows of the upper order, on the remains of the original wall of the early Christian basilica.